And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Odenkirk.
Hi, Bob Odenkirk here. I'm an actor, but I'm also a middle-aged white guy and a dad. Now, you're probably wondering where I got these amazing abs. They're so ripply and rock hard. They're difficult to fathom. My perturbed, puffy face sets you up for a blubbery gut. But then you see these abs stacked like bricks, and you have to ask, does he work out for 2 or 3 hours a day, or does he just work out all the time? Or perhaps you think I purchased them from a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills.
No way!
No, my secret is simple. Dynamic tension. Tension that is tense and dynamic and never-ending. The best kind of tension there is.
Dynamic tension.
I have analyzed each ab and where it draws its tension from so that you too can get the abs you've always dreamed of. The ab on the upper right is taut and sinewy thanks to middle school.
Middle school.
Specifically, the effort of trying to get my two kids placed in a top-notch middle school. It's a lot of work, and I'm there every step of the way, leaning over their shoulders, looking down. That's what tightens the ab. Swallowing hard, also good for the ab, and clenching and unclenching my fists. That's good for the fists.
Nice ab, Dad!
Thanks, kids. Dad loves you, and Dad loves the ab you've given him. The middle right ab bulges handsomely. That's thanks to talk radio.
Talk radio.
I simply tune in to conservative talkers when I'm driving, and my screaming at the host tightens this ab for an extended, uninterrupted rep all day long.
Obama? What kind of world do you want to live in? You want to live behind
the upper left ab pops out impressively from the effort of lugging 5-gallon water jugs into our kitchen. Actually, the lugging, it does nothing for the ab. It's that one moment where you have to tip the full jug into the dispensing reservoir without spilling. That strains and sculpts this beautiful ab.
Tip the jug!
Afterward, slipping on the spilled water, that can be great for a full body clench. The bottom right ab, the biggest of all my abs, and therefore the most impressive, is from not having sex.
Celibacy.
This is a real secret secret. The ab is quietly tensed at all times. It has been for years now. Can you imagine the Pope's lower right ab? That must be huge.
The Pope is celibate.
I, however, did not take a vow of chastity, so this would be a sad situation if it didn't yield such an amazing ab. Finally, you've got to appreciate my extra abs. That's right, I have 2 abs more than most people. They're in my lower back, and I'll admit it, they were put there by a Beverly Hills plastic surgeon. I was told they're the latest thing. God, I hope so. They hurt like hell.
Where I got these abs, now you know. That was the writer and actor Bob Odenkirk performing a piece he wrote for The New Yorker. Odenkirk was just nominated for an Emmy for Better Call Saul.